A field guide for young naturalists. This Christmas present from an aunt soon put me off with its long list of microscopes and other kit a 10-year-old could not afford. Hankering to explore my world and study birds and butterflies, I quickly scanned the contents page for simple projects to absorb. There, in a list of handy hints, I found what I was looking for. Hang peanuts from your bird table and watch for blue tits to arrive. So, sorting through the sewing box, I chose black cotton for the nuts, and threading them through open husks in innocence, a trap was made. Soon, bored with waiting for a flock of small nut-eating acrobats, I settled down to kill some time and lost myself in comic books. As fierce Apaches stormed the ridge, the sound of war whoops filled the air. These swiftly changed to jabbering as real life suddenly came clear. From the garden, fierce chattering, a blue tit struggled desperately, trapped by a leg entwined in thread. It flapped and fluttered to get free. With no one close to lend a hand, I grasped those frantic flailing wings, shared in its trembling and stark fear, while scrambling to release its leg. Somehow, my palsied fingers freed its frailty from the binding thread, and luck, not judgment, played its part in fumbling this bird's release. And so I learnt that actions made demand responsibility. Then, taking down my blue tit traps, I went in search of better books.